Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I love the spring, and I am so happy to say in my area, spring has sprung. I'm looking out the window at all these beautiful trees and green, and the grass is lush, and it's the air is fresh and lovely. And I hope wherever you are enjoying spring. A wonderful way to celebrate spring is to eat more healthy, yummy salads. And here to talk about that is the fantastic Carol Ault. Hi, Carol.
Hey, Lisa. Happy spring.
Yay!
It finally sprung New York as well. Yeah, we're having some nice weather.
Oh, isn't it just heavenly? I absolutely love it. All right. So, you know, we always want to eat more healthy, of course, and eat more vegetables. And what a great time of year to do that. So talk to us about some of your favorite salads and how to make a salad less boring, because I know that we hear that a lot.
Yeah. You know, I always hear people say, first of all, it was one of the complaints I had with my doctor when I first started going raw. Before I went raw, he said to me, well, don't you eat any greens? Because I was like, no, I eat pasta, I eat meat, I eat turkey sandwiches, I eat this, I eat that, thinking all these things, by the way, were healthy. And he was like, and he started to laugh at me. And he's like, well, don't you eat any greens? I'm like, no, you know, when I eat a salad, I walk away hungry. And he said to me, well, first of all, you're probably eating iceberg lettuce. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course. And he's like, well, iceberg lettuce really doesn't have the nutrition in it, so of course you're going to walk away hungry. So that was kind of a shock to me, and it started me thinking about salads, because, you know, I would scarf down a salad if I had to, or if it was next to my dinner plate at a meal, I would. But, you know, I'd put salad dressing from a bottle on it, and it was just, you know, it was just like an afterthought. And suddenly, he taught me how to make these amazing salads. And the truth be told, when I was on the set of my series, not Thunder in Paradise, it was Amazon, I said to them in the morning, I want a salad. And they would bring me salads all, you know, I would have a salad for breakfast, a salad for lunch, and unfortunately we worked enough hours to also have salad for dinner. And they were like, well, how do you survive on that? I'm like, how do you survive without it? There's so many amazing things you can put into salad that's so fulfilling and satisfying. I don't understand why people look at salads as boring, except for the fact that I made those mistakes as well. I just wanted to point out some of those mistakes and chat with you about them.
Oh, I would love that. First of all, tell us some of the mistakes you made, and then tell us some of your favorite things that you love to put in your salads.
Perfect. I mean, the biggest mistake I made was when you go to these buffets or you go to a salad bar in a delicatessen or at Whole Foods, you know, the big thing is that I would always go for the iceberg lettuce, so that was a big no-no. So that immediately went out. But then I would put all this fancy stuff on there that was usually cooked. And people don't realize, you know, they think I'm eating a salad for lunch. And that's where the hidden calories are. You eat this cooked food, and it's got, they usually put, you know, what we like in the raw world, like to call rancid oil, because the oil is usually cooked oil and they chemically process it to extract it. So if it's not a cold pressed virgin olive oil, and usually it's not because they're trying to cut corners and save a few pennies, so usually it's not. If it's not that, then, you know, you're getting needless calories that your body can't utilize or burn off, so naturally they go to your hip. So I always try to teach people, when they go to a salad bar, first look for the things that have no oil on it. So, you know, all the vegetables that have no oil, there's such a wide variety. I mean, there's broccoli, there's cauliflower, there's beets, there's string beans. There's so many things. But if there happens to be something that you want that has oil on it, I usually take it in a separate container and I rinse it at my desk or at my home. I'll rinse it off to get
that
canola oil. Sorry?
Oh, I said that's a good idea.
Yeah, rinse it off. Don't deprive yourself of the vegetables that you want, you know, if they have a sprouted salad mix, don't deprive yourself. Take it in a separate container and then just rinse it off at home. I always carry a little bottle of olive oil mixed with Udo's Choice oil in my purse. And I carry a little thing of salt, of my Power Organic salt. So we carry a purse anyway. Now all my friends, my boyfriend was like, do you have the salt? Do you have the oil? you know, everybody knows to ask me for it because it's always there. That's always so that I can know that I can eat wherever I go. But the variety of salads that you can make just by interchanging the pieces is pretty amazing. And you can make, you know, my books, Eating in the Raw. I think it's actually The Raw 50 and Easy Sexy Raw have so many salad dressings that you can make that if you want to, like, carry your own personalized salad dressing, there's just so much you can do and so many ways that you can make a salad so satisfying that when you sit down for lunch, if you have one for breakfast, believe it or not, yes, for breakfast, you know, when you sit down for lunch, you'll still be full on it. And people don't realize that because raw veggies actually have a lot of protein, as do legumes, which are chickpeas and lentils. If you germinate them, they're a protein-heavy food. If you buy them in the salad bar or in a jar or a can, they're already cooked, so they're carbohydrate-heavy. So you really want to go for the protein. But, you know, it just makes this a wide variety of stuff you can put in your salads. And on a beautiful day like today, who wants to be bogged down with heavy sauces or, you know, meats and heavy things? Sometimes you just want a really wonderful, delicious salad.
It sounds like
it.
You mentioned the olive oil. You are making my mouth water now. You mentioned that you use Udo's oil mixed with the olive oil. What's in Udo's oil? Is that like a blend of different healthy oils?
Yeah, one of the big things that I always talk about when you're eating raw food is that you need a wide variety of foods. Because if you eat the same olive every single day, you're only going to get the nutrition, the vitamins, and minerals that are in that olive that they got out of the ground that that olive grew in. Because that's where olives get their vitamins and minerals, from the ground. So I always tell people eat a wide variety of food because, you know, the body needs a wide variety of minerals and vitamins from many different sources and from many different places. So that's great for olive oil. But Udo's Choice Oil are seed oils. Pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds and sunflower seeds. He makes his oil from seeds. So now you've got some olive oil and you've got some seed oils. So just in your salad dressing now, you've got a way bigger variety of things. And by the way, pumpkin seed is great for the male prostate. So it's always good for men to have a little pumpkin seed oil.
Oh, that's good to know. You know, I just interviewed Stephen Masley, MD, on another show about his wonderful book, Smart Fat. I bet you would love it, Carol. And he talked about the nut oils being a really great way to go. So I'm going to definitely try those.
You know, it's so funny, just a little aside. Masley,
sure,
in Russian means oil.
That's too funny.
Isn't that funny?
That is funny.
I'll have to talk to him next time. I know, it's always funny, like, you know, like with Bobbitt, how his name Bobbitt so suited the situation he was in. So Mosley,
yes,
he wrote a book about fats. That's so funny. Sometimes names just so suit the situation.
They really do. You know, Carol, we only have about a minute left. What are some other ways that you like to celebrate the spring?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the first thing I like to do is dump out old clothes out of the closet. I mean, I'm a big spring cleaner. I like spring clean two or three times. You do your first spring clean through, and they're thinking, oh, I don't want to get rid of that. And then, you know, the second or third time through, they're gone. So I love doing that. I love, you know, dusting. Everything gets dusted. The windows are open, so the old air is out. The fresh air is in. Yeah, I do. And then I run my air fresheners all the time. And when they go on overload in the spring because I open the windows, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Carol, we always love having you on the show. You can learn more about Carol by going to carolalt.com. Follow her on Twitter @ModelCarolAlt. Thank you for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Make yourself a big, yummy salad and sit outside if you can and enjoy it in the sun, of course, with a nice sun hat. Take care and stay well.